producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Always fun to have Ellen Ratner on the line with us. And Ellen, I'll tell you what, you saw what happened last Friday with the security breach at the White House. I could not believe it. I'm sure
everybody saw that. Yeah. And, you know, from the peanut gallery here, I will tell you, I think that actually it has gotten worse since they closed off Pennsylvania Avenue, which happened under the Clinton administration, because somebody was shooting from a car into the White House and they wanted to close it off. But now what happens, honestly, is the known crazies, as they're called by the press, sort of congregate outside of the White House, and it's hard to move people along because it's not just a small sidewalk.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I remember when it wasn't like that, and now I've many, many times that I've been there, I've wondered that, and so that's an interesting observation as to that might have led to some of this hopping the fence, getting that close. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Now, they actually have people who hop the fence all the time, but
wow,
they're usually picked up right away.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of loony people in this world.
Yes, we certainly know that, and without a doubt. All right, so the other thing is, on this show, of course, we're talking about ISIS, ISIL, and the reaction to that, and the coalition, and the Arab nations getting involved, and we know the UN summit's coming up, and then there's going to be all these conversations as well about that.
The president is actually going to be leading a discussion at the Security Council, only the second time that a U.S. president has done that. The White House is being very quiet, as the Pentagon is, as to who is in this ISIS-ISIL coalition. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
And by the way, tomorrow is the United Nations Climate Change Conference, but India and China are not going to be part of it.
Yeah, because they don't want any regulations, right? They don't want to agree to anything.
I guess not. They're growing economies, they say.
Yeah. All right. The other thing is, what's happening with this Dreamers protest rally, the whole no papers,
no fear?
So, yes,
the Dreamers are the kids who have come to this country not on their own. They came as teenagers, and they want to really, they're not documented, but, you know, they consider themselves American. They speak English. That's who they really are, and they don't want they don't want to be stopped. They don't want to be sent to a country that they have nothing to do with. And they're very upset with the president for not making his executive orders before the election. And so where did they protest today? Well, right down the street from the Democratic National Committee.
Perfect location, right?
Exactly.
Last one, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, you even sent me a note about this, was at the Brookings. That's a big deal. What's the scoop on the conversation there?
It is a big deal. Basically, they sort of trout her out, or trot her out, I guess that's when I'm not a trout, trot her out to let the Asian countries know that Asia is still very important, and that's why they had her make this address at the Brookings Institution. They knew that it was going to get a lot of press, and it did.
All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. In the meantime, talking about what's going on with ISIS, the U.S. started bombing in Syria. Arab nations are in on this, so the strikes have happened. It was a crazy day. 200,000 people, give or take, fled, and then some of these villages fled Syria for that border of Turkey because it had gotten that bad. So this partnership starts, and they hit a stronghold where they were looking for ammunition, and they were looking for places where they could really kick ISIS in the gut, so to speak, where it would hurt them. This is a very big deal. They're the first strikes against the terror group inside the country since President Obama's announcement this month that he was prepared to expand the efforts beyond the bombing in Iraq. And, you know, this is, again, the baby steps, the beginning of this. All the foreign partners that we've collected so far who have agreed to it, are part of this are some of these Arab nations. The nations are Saudi Arabia. That was big. We knew that was happening with King Abdullah. And the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, and Bahrain as well are all part of this, thank goodness, because this is the thing that had to happen. Now, Qatar, no word as to whether or not they're involved, but supposedly they were. Not clear if they did some airstrikes on their own or what happened there. But they're going after the bully, and that's key. You know, listen, you got ex-Delta Force dudes. We know that we have some of that, some of those current guys and former guys that are in the middle of this, whether it's covertly or part of that group that's been there before. And now the fact that you've got these airstrikes hitting buildings, hard targets like buildings, that kind of stuff, really trying to strike a blow, a post office, a recruitment center, a building in the government compound, among the things that were hit in these airstrikes. And bravo, because if we're going to do it, let's go boom, boom, out go the lights. Even the power went out in the area once the hits happened, once the airstrikes happened. So this is a different level of engagement happening in the Syrian civil war, let's face it. And this is one of the things that our president was saying no way had resisted it, but the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq pushed this to the boundary. So this is what we're seeing now in the Middle East, in the quicksand of the Middle East. I'll go back to this again. The good news is the fact that you have these Arab nations, just they're involved, period. They're involved in this. They're not shirking away now. They're in the middle of it because they know that these guys will stop at nothing. And if they're going to stand up and say, no, no, this isn't us, don't blame this on us, then this is what had to happen. They said last week they had all the bits and pieces they needed to blow this out. And so this was the day they chose to blow it out. How about that? They've been working like round the clock looking for the targets, trying to make sure that they really were going to hit something that was going to matter. And then also the risk of bombing inside Syria, because, of course, they didn't want to try to they wanted to try to avoid collateral damage. But the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, told the House Armed Services Committee just last week when they were kicking it around that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, signed off on the plans to hit ISIS in Syria. And they knew they were going to hit those safe havens. That was part of the deal. That's what they were looking for. And they weren't going to worry about a border that was only a border pretty much in name only. You know, they just that's how it is in the Middle East and some of those areas. Boom, this is the border, so you can't go here. That wasn't what was going to happen. And luckily, it didn't. So I would say, by all accounts, it seems as though this has been successful. Now, what does it mean? Tomahawk missiles launched from the sea initiated the strike. That's how it all started. And all those countries that I mentioned in the Middle East involved in the op. The recruitment center, I'll say it again, which was huge because that's what you want to knock out. You're going to cut off the head of the snake or try to do it. Knock them out. Take them out. Right where it counts, and then a building in what they're calling their governor's compound being hit, I think is something that we're going to be hearing about for the next days to come. And this is the first of many, many strikes. So they focused it on one of the big strongholds. Bravo, I would say. Stay with us, and remember, along the way on this journey here on America Tonight, if you want to flip in your 2 cents, you always can. 855-266-5283. Are you relieved that the Arab nations are involved? I got to tell you, I am. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right, airstrikes, that's the name of the game over Syria. Talk, and now finally it's happened. This campaign, targeted approach, I say bravo, looks by all accounts to have been successful. We'll see what the aftermath is. I mean, certainly we're paying a price for this to the tune of $500 million. But the fact that those Arab nations, now that I've said a handful of times, are involved says something that certainly is for sure. And when you have 200,000 people, they are just fleeing those Syrian towns just to get out of the Islamic jihadist way, the Islamic State, a band of murderous, you know, things that I can't even describe here on these airwaves. They send people running to the border. It's like I say, imagine grabbing your family with the shoes on your feet, no matter what they are, and just making a run for it. Because, you know, this is it. We're going to be face down in the dirt. They're going to do something horrific. They just left. So mission impossible or mission accomplished, perhaps eventually. I think that this is going to take a long, 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 long time. And absolutely, we are tired of war, tired of the expense, and tired of sinking our blood, sweat, tears, treasure into the quicksands of the Middle East. But when you see the crisis that these people are in, and of course, the fact that we were already invested and have really been invested in Iraq, let's face it, for two decades, go back to Desert Storm, then you know that this is what's going to happen. The big mistake was Nouri al-Maliki, but he's gone. Now it's just a question of Iraq and then this part, Syria, the airstrikes over Syria, because that wasn't Iraq. These airstrikes, we've already certainly done plenty of that, 200 airstrikes. This is Syria this time. The fact that you had those two areas, and this is the territory, rather, of the Islamic State. This is the United States' first military intervention in Syria since they started the civil war, if you remember. But the big difference is some of the targeted approaches that are happening here and the fact that you've got so many of the Arab nations involved in this, since the president is going to grab the mic and be in front of it at the UN. I guarantee that this is going to be part of the conversation. So the terrorists, they're saying you better believe you're going to be some backlash from this, and whatever that means, we'll see what that means. But the president is still working to form that coalition they keep talking about. Okay, so who's in the coalition? It's not like we're picking teams for kickball. Who are they? Who are the 40 countries or whatever countries that are going to be in the middle of this? But there's authorized strikes, and so those strikes happened, and they had to happen because they saw what was going on with the people. And the longer they continue to drag this out and have these massive discussions that just went in a circle, the longer that gave the Islamic State folks every day getting $6 million worth of recruits and equipment and ammunition and whatever it was. And so they were building up their arsenal. It had to happen now. It really should have happened before, but it did. So let's see what happens now. Let's see where this takes us, because there's going to be more. This is just the first part of this. These bombing strikes over Syria and the areas that are being hit. We didn't arm the Syrian rebels 2 years ago when we had the chance, and we're paying the price. So now it's what it is. It's time to take care of business, and that's what's happening. The scariest thing to me is the fact that in these training camps, how are you picking and vetting the Syrians that ultimately you're tasking this deal with? Because they're the ones on the ground. They're the ones on the ground. In the meantime, by the way, there is a picture that was released that has led to widespread speculation that the head of Boko Haram, the leader, was killed. I'll tell you, the picture, it's hard to tell. It almost looks fake. It's so grainy, and it is very gruesome. But is the leader of this Nigerian terror group dead? Some are saying absolutely yes, that Abubakar Shekau is the warlord, is a guy who was kidnapping schoolgirls, who was selling schoolgirls. This is the guy that the U.S. has been trying to helping Nigeria hunt for him. And if this is true, then they got the bad guy. It pretty much resembles him, but tough to tell with the grainy photo whether or not it truly is, or it's some kind of setup. It seems like it to me, because it was tweeted out all over the place, and then there were more militants that were killed. There was a battle, and then the fact that they killed him in the near the northeastern part of Cameroon is where they said they got him. And then there was a video that was then pumped out to say that he was alive. So was it him, or wasn't it him? And I mean, this guy, like I said, the thing with the schoolgirls, he was relentless. He was not stopping. And some have escaped, but some are still being held in captivity in the mountains in northern Nigeria. So can you imagine? That's been a while. That's been 4 or 5, 6 months in some cases, depending on when they were kidnapped. And the whole idea was to sell them, or, sadly, to use these kidnapped girls as human, either way, to use them as human shields to prevent the Nigerian army, the military, from bombing that whole wilderness area, knowing that they could hit some of these girls. So it might be him. It might not be. Looks like it, but is it real or is it a phony shot? And it's tough to tell. That authentication process. That's why they always say we're authenticating it at Langley, because they know that there are ways to make things look like it really is. Somebody's dead. Some leader has been taken out, and then it turns out it's not. But that would be big. That would be another huge, huge win, let me tell you. I mean, a huge win. In the meantime, closer to home, and part of what we're going to talk about next, part of In the Mix for Odds and Ends, the name Lois Lerner. You know, I venture to say that there are a lot of people I could say that name to. I could talk about a lot of government things and mention a lot of different people that so many wouldn't know, but the name Lois Lerner, that name sticks with you. Why? Because how many times, thousands of times, you have heard her name being cycled over and over again in the news. Because Daryl Issa, the House Oversight Committee chairman, is not letting this go. I mean, he's renewing the call to get Lerner to testify before Congress. Why? Because she did a media interview where she said she was innocent. And then she said she wasn't sorry for anything. So she did an interview and said, yeah, I'm not sorry for anything. She broke her silence. I mean, this scandal actually happened 16 months ago. That's how long it's been. That's how long we have been talking about this. And she did a little piece with a reporter from Politico. And she used the interview to say she didn't do anything wrong. But she twice refused to answer the questions from Congress. So he's at it again, saying, we deserve to hear her testimony. It's like an episode from Scandal that never ends. It just continues into the next week. If you don't know what Scandal is, it's this sort of soap opera television show that's based on the politics that happen in Washington, D.C., but it really mirrors what goes on there. And this could easily be an episode. And she sat down with the Politico reporter for a long time and then talked about all the things surrounding what happened with that scandal. I mean, it was a profile piece on her. And they talked about it. I mean, they went so far as to talk about how she bakes brownies and she's so wonderful. Well, then just answer the questions. Just answer the questions, right? Come on. Come on now. O&E on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Around the last couple of turns here for this hour of America tonight. Also coming up, did anybody win, nail the score? And oh yeah, there was a Monday Night Football game. We'll mix that in too. How about this story though? A former U.S. Navy SEAL, Carl Higbee, is standing by a story that sort of put him in controversy's way, or created some controversy. We'll put it that way. And good for him that he's standing his ground. He said that 90% of America's military troops don't support the president. He said in an interview that he did on the Steve Malzberg show, and it's funny, I happened to be watching it, and then I saw it all over Twitter. But he said, I can count on one hand the amount of people that openly say they voted for the president. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, the military a lot of times will go toward Republicans with patriotism and everything that the Republican Party is identified with and pro-military. But he says that the part of the reason, really, it's not so much that, it's that the morale is terrible again. That there's the fact that it doesn't seem to be any leadership is what some of the younger people are saying on the front lines. Now, he's written a book called Battle on the Home Front. We're going to have him on the show, Navy SEAL's Mission to Save the American Dream. And in it, he says that, you know, the American soldiers are supposed to uphold the Constitution by fighting all enemies, you know, domestic, foreign, all of that. But the problem is, he says, that many of the people on the battlefield feel like our commander-in-chief violates the Constitution. So that's like a landmine, in a sense, for anybody that's serving, and they've served again and again and again. And now we have, it is interesting, where were these generals who weren't speaking out on not taking troops out of Iraq? And what he's saying, what this Navy SEAL is saying, is, yeah, absolutely. It was all those years in the making, and to take the troops out, especially knowing that there was problems with al-Maliki and that government was a huge blunder. It was a huge blunder. And I would say, for lots of different reasons, people are disenfranchised with what's going on, and the morale is low because of things that aren't improving in the military, things that have happened to people who have served in the military. I mean, for goodness sake, even the rules of engagement at times in Iraq and in Afghanistan have been so ridiculous that it's led to a lot of things that have happened back here, I think, in the United States. And we see that more mental illness is spreading, PTSD, and the problems associated with that. Now, there are some great groups that are reaching out that are trying to help, even some military groups that are trying to do that. But I'm not surprised that morale, I don't think, are you surprised that morale in the military has eroded? And you think of the time dedicated to Iraq, really 20 years, if you go with Desert Storm, and then the time in Afghanistan, which is just wrapping up. I mean, I say hoorah to everybody who served, no doubt, but how tough is it to be in that situation when you try to keep the politics out of it, but you don't have, and you don't have a voice? Then you come back and you see what's going on in the country and you realize what you lost. And that's why so often it's again and again getting, let's get back to the action. Let me protect my friends and my core unit, because, you know, frankly, then they come back and they see what's happened. And the tug of war, unfortunately. And all of this starting on the heels of 9/11, and then how it's wrapped up. So you've got a divided Congress, and you have problems with the presidency, where now it's just like the general saying, oh, we should have left some troops on the ground in Iraq. Like I said, where were their voices before? And then the latest thing of, well, yeah, everybody told the president that the best advice would be to arm the Syrian rebels. So we wait 2 years and we put ourselves in a much riskier and vulnerable position because we waited. Let's see what happens in these midterm elections. See if there's any big switch in the Senate, or things stay the same, or kind of the numbers are kind of the same, where the House has the swing votes toward the Republican side and the Senate has the extra votes weighted toward the Democratic side. I mean, that's really, I think really where the needle could move is, let's face it, more on the Senate side, given what some of the seats that are up for grabs. But I'm going to agree with what I heard from Carl Higbee, that a lot of the troops just don't support the prez, but they're disenfranchised with American politics in general. And usually that's not part of the equation. But then you come back, you're on break, you're talking to people and you're seeing it, and it's got to be disheartening. Of course, the morale is low. I'm not I'm not surprised by that. I'm sure you're not surprised by that either. And sadly, I think when people come back after serving, if anything, for goodness sake, we should make sure whatever it is they need, they get. And maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's part of it. Part of the problem is you serve, 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 and then when you come back, it's just a way different ball game in trying to get help and trying to navigate the system. Although, because of the scandal, a lot of the VA hospitals and facilities are so much better at getting back to people, placing them in programs, all of that. They've upped the game because of all the allegations that were surrounding last year and this year that were surrounding the Phoenix, especially the Phoenix VA, and then it spread to, spread to others. So because of that, I mean, bravo, because of that, and the fact that those things were reported, the good news is it was a Kickstarter for the entire system. Somebody new is put in place, and new regulations for the VA are out there, so they're getting back and reaching out to people more, making sure that they realize programs that are available, trying to steer them into the programs instead of just letting things lapse or not getting to them quickly enough. I mean, there's the beauty. There's the beauty of that. Not that it happened and it shouldn't. Nobody should have been on any kind of a double list. That was outrageous. And the fact that nobody is criminally charged with it is crazy, too. A few firings or early retirements or whatever, but that's it. That's not right. The other thing that's not right is this crazy story about somebody leaping the White House. You heard us talking about at the beginning of the show, and Ellen, who's there in Washington and in and out of the White House, going to the press briefings and all that sort of stuff. It's stunning, frankly, that this guy got that far. And this Iraq war vet was suffering from PTSD. Not a shock. Isn't this what we thought the deal was? Didn't look like a tourist, perhaps, or not. They're saying they can't tell who's a tourist. So these are two different things that have happened in 2 days. There has to be concern about what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Omar Gonzalez, if you didn't hear the story, was the latest guy just, boom, over the north fence, sprints across the portico, White House doors. He stopped finally. He had a folding knife, a 3.5-inch serrated blade in his pants pocket, and apparently there was ammo in his car. And check this out. With the police, when they searched his car, you know how much ammo they found? 800 rounds of ammunition in boxes and magazines. They found two hatchets, a machete in his car. Now, there was a Secret Service guy who said that he yelled at him, Gonzalez, to stop, and then Gonzalez just screamed out he was concerned about the atmosphere, that it was collapsing, and he needed to get the information to the President of the United States so he could get the word out to the people. And the President wasn't there, he had just left, and the First Lady wasn't there, and nobody was there, but it absolutely was confirmed that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Because then when they saw the car, too, they were shocked at the arsenal that they found. By the way, they found camping gear, two dogs, and some other things, along with all the loot that they found. And Gonzalez now is accused of unlawful entry into a restricted building or grounds while carrying a deadly or dangerous weapon. So he was in court on Monday. A judge decided he was a flight risk and a potential danger to the press. So they're holding him in custody until his next hearing, which is October 1st. But it's wild that he could get to that point. We let someone get that close. Wow. Are you kidding? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some other things that we're going to put into the pile. Like what happened with Nail the Score. Did anybody win? I'll tell you next.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
And I'll let you know whether or not we had a winner in our last Nail the Score. But how about this? Are you shocked that Apple has sold more than 10 million iPhones in the first weekend after its new models went on sale on Friday? The big phones, the iPhone 6, the big and the bigger version. They said they could have sold even more if they had more supplies. Wow. I mean, they just are printing money. Steve Jobs knew how to hook things up, didn't he? You come up with it, and all roads lead to Apple. I don't get it. I don't get that people line up for it. Somebody asked me that. Well, would it be cheaper if you waited? Of course it's going to be eventually cheaper. Apple sold 9 million iPhone 5Ss last year. And then they had those 5C models. They had it in 11 countries, including China, the first weekend they were available. So now the fact that they've sold this many, it's just shows you the power of that company. is absolutely crazy. You know, later this week, we're going to do a segment, Made in America, something that one of our callers turned us on to, Izzy in Missouri, because we were doing a whole bunch of Made in America segments, and Leah Keller's going to come on and talk to us about her unique products made completely in the United States. But what people don't realize is Apple, I guess some people don't realize this, you know, Apple is not made completely in the United States. It's not. Big chunks of it, parts, etc., are made in China. Yeah, did you realize that? Somebody asked me, they said, well, isn't that made in America, Apple? Uh-uh. No, it's not. But it doesn't matter. I mean, this is the hottest thing you can possibly get in technology. I mean, there's battlegrounds in cell phones and distributors and all of that, and who's giving you the best deal, and the competition is crazy. But I think it's pretty hard to trump Apple at what they've been able to do so well. And I don't get, though, the phenomenon of lining up to get the first brand new iPhone that comes out in the first couple of days. But of course I can't stand to even line up for concert tickets or any of that kind of stuff. I can't even remember. I was thinking about this. I mean, here's a great question, folks. All of you listening to me in those nooks and crannies, think about this. I really want you to blow out these phone lines or flip me an email at americatonight.net or 855-266-5283. Longest you waited for something, you just had to have it. You just had to see that movie. You just had to be at that club. You just had to get those playoff tickets. You just had to get that Apple product. You just had to get the Cabbage Patch doll or whatever the hot product was. You had to get those televisions that were on sale on Christmas Eve. You had to do it. You had to wait in line. I mean, I got to tell you, not for me. I am not somebody who waits in line. I think the longest line I've waited in is probably getting classes at the Convocation Center at Ohio University when you had no choice. You had to wait because you wanted to get that class. You had to wait in line. That really might be the longest that I've waited in line. I mean, there's probably some other things here and there, maybe to get in somewhere. Oh, I know where it would be. Probably taking my nephew Disney World on one of the, like, Tom Sawyer's Raft, I think it was. We had to wait. Not 2 hours, though, but we had to wait for a little bit. I remember that. But that's it. I would not do it for phones, I got to tell you. I want to hear what people say. We're going to keep this going on for a day or two. So if you're hearing it and saying, oh, I got to get in there, you have time to think about it. Longest thing that you've ever waited for, that was it. Whatever it was, you had to do it. You had to be there. And it was worth it, too. See, that's the other thing. When you come out on the other side of it, was it worth it? Was it worth it to wait in that long line? Was there a payoff in the end? or was there more hype than anything else? All right, I'm not going to keep you waiting too long for this. Final in overtime, Seattle beat Denver 26-20. That was our nail-the-score game. That was a final from one of the later games on Sunday. Nobody nailed the score. See, it shows you how scores can be. You don't have to know anything about football. Remember, this is just our fun little game. We do it on Wednesday in our second hour, tail end of the hour, and you just picking a winner of the game that I throw out, the game that the computer picks, and then tell us, you know, who you think is going to win, what's the score going to be. And nobody got Seattle 26-20 in overtime. It wouldn't matter about the overtime, but nobody nailed that exactly. Monday Night Football to wrap up the week. Chicago beat the Jets 27-19. So they hung on for a big win, because it was looking like that could kind of swing in a different direction, but it didn't swing. One thing that people are talking about, whether they're sports fans or not, is all of the off-field ridiculousness that's going on. Whether it's Adrian Peterson, whether it's the Ray Rice stuff, because Ray Rice he's not going to go quietly into that good night. He's appealing, and his wife is just furious and blaming the media for all the things that have happened, meaning that he loved football and he no longer is playing football because of having to wait to see as this progresses and being indefinitely suspended to having to wait to see what happens in the, you know, in the long run, whether or not he even gets picked up by another team. I would say, I think not. And now there's a story about the Rice folks manufacturing this story. You know, everything was on the TMZ video that came out. But now the Baltimore Ravens owner, who responded to an ESPN investigative report into the team's way of handling Rice's domestic abuse case, says that a significant amount of the information in the story was manufactured from accounts provided by Ray Rice's friends, his inner circle. This was an ESPN Outside the Lines report. He said that the majority of the sources are people that work for Ray. Almost everything in there is anonymous, but it's clear from the subject matter that it's Ray's attorney, Ray's agents, Ray's friends. And he says, I'm not mad at those guys for doing it, but you got to realize where the source comes from. So people are making assumptions is what he's saying. And then, of course, ESPN releases a statement saying, we stick by our reporting. And remember, we got to go back now a couple of weeks. The Ravens released Ray Rice after that video came out of him hitting his then fiance Janae Palmer in that hotel casino elevator in Atlantic City, knocking her unconscious. The NFL suspended Rice indefinitely after he was released by the team. But they were not doing that before it. There was video that was released, but it wasn't the same angle and looked a little bit different, but doesn't matter. It was still just as brutal. But regardless, they weren't doing that the first time around. And then all of a sudden, it changed. And what happens with this whole appeal and what happens with Rice will be really, really interesting to see how the league handles it. I think the Ravens are done with it. They don't have to worry because of the morals clauses and all of that. But we'll see. Send me your opinions. Longest you've ever waited for anything. Would you be like these crazy people and wait for an Apple iPhone, the next one to come out? Do you just have to have it that badly? I'm just saying.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.